ABC News.
Ted O'Connor with the top stories. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns is strongly defending the action police took last night to disperse thousands of protesters from Sydney's CBD, saying it was proportionate. Organisers have accused some police of sickening violence, and the Greens want the state's police watchdog to investigate. Footage has emerged online of officers appearing to throw punches while detaining some demonstrators, while in another clip, police are seen physically moving men who'd been praying during the rally. Protesters have been targeting a visit to Australia by Israel's president, given the country's conduct in Gaza and the West Bank. The federal government invited him to comfort Jewish people following the Bondi attack. Calls are growing for Liberal MP Angus Taylor to challenge Susan Lee for the Liberal leadership, as the reformed coalition faces dire polling numbers. Conservatives say they want an end to the speculation that's paralysing the party. The challenge could come as early as Friday this week. And in the Winter Olympics, 41-year-old American ski star Lindsay Vonn says she'll require multiple surgeries after a tibia fracture. But she denies a previously ruptured ACL was the cause of the crash that ended her games and saw her airlifted to hospital. Among the Australians, Tess Cody and Mila Stalker have missed the podium in the Snowboard Big Air final, finishing 7th and 10th. ABC News.